I think we could say that the theme of today that we see in the gospel and that we see especially in the first reading is one of compassion and one of love. And I really do think that this is really the glue that holds a family together. Compassion and love. You know, the hallmark of Western culture and society today is an all too common trait which really is the antithesis of compassion and love. Society is really, our culture and our society really is a canceling culture functioning in a group-oriented structure. And these groups seek singularity. In other words, one group always, that group is the group. You know? It sets itself up as the moral good. And when it sets itself up as a moral good, it seeks moral superiority. And when these groups seek moral superiority, they claim to know more and to know better than anyone else. They therefore are the ones who should have the power, the wealth. They are the ones that should have the elite service of others. They see themselves as masters of others, that they know better, that they know what is better for you, that they know what is what you need, what you should have or not have. And if you do not comply with these different groups, then they don't seek to address you with love and compassion. They seek to destroy you. And this is the evil of wokeism. By its nature, it is division creating. And remember, wherever there is division, there is evil. You cannot get away from it. Division is the work of the devil, plain and simple. Yet today, David shows compassion and reverence for the office of kingship. Kingship is that office which is anointed. We are the church. It is the church. It is the kingship of the church that has been anointed by Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus Christ was anointed by the Father. And this office of kingship, David sees in Saul's life, and he spares him. Not so much because he knew that Saul wanted to kill him. That was not the reason why he spared him. He spared him because he realized that he was the anointed one. That Jesus, that God had anointed him. And that he would not, out of love and compassion, attack that office, that anointed office. So David gives us a concrete example of what Jesus expects of his disciples. The new law Jesus gives us in today's gospel would have us all become Davids, loving our enemies, doing good to those who would harm us. And boy, this is a hard thing. This is not easy. What Jesus is asking of us here in the gospel today, and what we see exemplified in the first reading, it's not an easy task. And anyone who would think that it is easy, I think, is only fooling themselves. It takes great courage, it takes a deep prayer life, and a firm commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the love of family, that support of family, to be able to go out and to see the dignity of those who would do you harm. To see that image that is created by God put in them just as his created image was put in us. It's not that we condone or accept them in their evil ways, but that we love them with compassion. We stand our ground. We stand for the moral truth of the Gospels, but we do it not out of anger, not out of frustration, but out of a love of sharing. And boy, this is hard to do. I don't know about you, but I find it very, very hard to do that in my life. I'm getting better, but I've had a lot of years, more years than a lot of you out here. So it's a little bit easier, I think. But it's hard. And we need to admit this. And that's why we need, that's in admitting that, we realize that we can't do it alone. We can't accept someone who is out to get us, to do harm to us, whether it be by their thinking and what they want to do, how they would see society going, and we feel that that's just destructive to us. It's by that love and that compassion, and the only way we can do that is with God, is with our prayer life and developing that prayer life and seeking God in our lives by putting God first. If we put God first in our lives, everything else will fall into order. If we do not, then it is society which we will focus on. And we will inadvertently or consciously make society that thing. How we're going to survive, how we're going to do this, how we're going to... No. We put God first. We put our trust in God. We put our trust in the Holy Spirit. And everything else will fall into line. It will fall into place. We will have that compassion and that love to yet stand our ground. But instead of getting frustrated with those who would do us harm, we will pray for them. And we will ask them. We will ask God, I mean, for them. And I think no better example of this can be found than in the issue of abortion. Starting in Lent, we're going to have, I think it's the 40 days or, four, yeah, 40 days of you know, for right to life. I forget exactly what that's called. But there's so many people that would take the other side and that would say, you're crazy. That what you are doing is destroying society because you're not allowing for the freedom of the mother. And it's very hard sometimes. It really is. It's very hard to look at these people and say, okay, you are created in the image of God, and I'm going to pray for you. You know? This is hard to do. But with our prayer life and with God, we can do it. And it's also because of our strong family love. I am so inspired by all of you to see the love that you have of your families, with your families, the sacrifices that you make for your families, whether it be with the children that go to Light of Christ Academy or to any of the other Catholic high schools. That's a tremendous sacrifice. Or sharing your time and your talents and your treasures. These are tremendous sacrifices, tremendous acts of love. So now, with even more help through God's, through praying with God, we can extend that love a little bit further to others who disagree with us. And as I said earlier, it's such a great thing when we talk about families that today we can invite a new member and always know that our Lord wants us to be with him. He wants us. He's seeking us more than we are seeking him. So I would urge you in this last few days, week or so before Lent begins, to seek to develop your prayer life a little bit more. Come a little bit closer to our Lord in these next few days so that we can enter Ash Wednesday and Lent with a real metanoia, with a real desire to turn away from evil and turn toward God. And in turning toward God, we see him in the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity. And we see that this turning away toward God, turning away from evil and toward God, is what our call is all about. That's the call, right? That's our calling. And that calling is tied up in our desire to know the Lord, especially through the Eucharist. And this, just one quick mention in closing, that's going to be the arc of my homilies during Lent, is the call, our turning away from evil toward God, and how that all focuses on the Eucharist. It will be tied in with our lecture series on Wednesdays, so if you can't make that seminar, I would urge you to make sure you take the homiletic aids that are going to be on the table that will kind of tie everything together for you so that the homilies aren't, although the homilies will be, you know, of themselves separate, you can take them. You don't need to go to the seminar for the homily, but the two together will complement one another. So let us together now, as our personal families, as the families of St. Anne Community, seek to love one another, seek to accept one another in the love and the compassion of our Lord, and then we will be ready to go out and witness that love for one another.